Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Genesis chapters 6 and 7, selected verses. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with God. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on earth had corrupted their ways. So God said to Noah, "I am going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I am surely going to destroy both them and the earth. Everything on earth will perish, but I will establish my covenant with you." It is 2 minutes to midnight. According to a group of scientists, global catastrophe is 2 minutes away. Because of this, people are preparing themselves and their loved ones for the end of the world as we know it. They build bunkers, they stockpile food and munitions. When asked why, one survivalist says, "You can't always rely on the government or society to help you." According to the Bible, in Noah's day, a worldwide flood was 120 years away. God named corruption, violence, and wickedness as the reasons why he was putting an end to all people. Because of this, Noah prepared himself and his family for the end of the world as they knew it. He built a boat to God's specifications that carried his family and all kinds of animals above the waters for an entire year. Although Noah warned people of what was to come, they refused to heed his warning and were shocked when the flood swept them away. Jesus compared the day this world will end to the day the great flood arrived. According to Jesus, no one knows when the end will come. Are you prepared? No bunker or boat will save you. But you can rely on God's covenant promise. Whoever believes and is baptized in Jesus' name will be saved. He died for our wickedness and was raised back to life to prove he had made us right with God. Rest in the ark of Jesus. He will save you from the destruction of that day and deliver you to an eternal home in heaven. Lord Jesus, rescue me, for I rest in you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.